This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
106.7 The Fan. I'm not going to get distracted by the password hell I'm in trying to access the computer. I'm not going to get distracted by that, Brian. Because Debo
Samuel.
What I gotta
do, man. Just go to Daniel.
Debo Samuel is now a Washington Commander. I think it's a big trade. I think it's a straight A to me if you're grading this thing.
Yeah. For the value and the potential you get for the price, can't say nothing but.
Totally. Let's check in with the boys in the aquarium, then we're going to get to these phones. Landini, what do you make of the trade?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Expert analysis, why we pay you the big bucks.
Great stuff, man. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I think it's good.
Let's go to Shane in Oxon Hill. Shane, what up, man?
What's going on, fellas, man? I just want to say I believe that the trade was a great trade, especially for a fifth-round pick. Of course, we take on the salary, which, you know, I feel like in the 2 years, 3 years after this window, I mean, you know, we can cut ties if we want to. I believe that we're not done yet. I believe that we're going to potentially make a move in the draft for another young wide receiver because, as you said, he is 29 years old and Terry's getting older. So I wouldn't be surprised if we use the early round pick to make, you know, this a stronger position as well. And I also just want to say that I believe that this is – his best quarterback that he's ever going to play in. You know, I will leave, you know, the system thing alone because Kyle runs a great system. But just as from a talent standpoint with the quarterback, I think that it'll open up a lot of doors for him as well as having a receiver like Terry McLaurin who can take the top off of defense and leave the middle of the field and the underneath things open, which Debo is great at, making, you know, good yak and run after the catch and all those good things. So, man, I think it's a perfect fit. He ups our talent level at the wide receiver position, you know. No disrespect to OZ or, you know, Diami Brown. But he's more of a dynamic run after the catch player after the, you know, after he catches the ball underneath. So I think it's a perfect fit. And, you know, I wouldn't worry, like you said, I don't get the whole he misses games and all this because I'm looking at the stat log, the games, you know, he's playing 15 games almost every season besides the 1 year he played 7 games. So, you know, I just think it's the Philly haters, man. The Philly haters, and don't let them get down on us, man. We upgraded, and we still going to get better. This is just the beginning, fella.
Just the beginning. Great call there, dude. Thanks, Shane. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I hear that.
I thought that was the right call, man. I think most folks are going to be fired up about this one. Let's check in with our boy Rusty out in Delaware.
Russ, what's up, brother?
Rusty, what up, man?
Fellas, good morning. How are we?
We're good, dude. How are you?
Hey, I'm pumped up. I think this is an incredible trade, not only for the value, but just the flexibility that a guy like Debo has in an offense like Cliff's. I mean, just lining him up inside, outside, putting him in the backfield. I mean, I think you had talked about, you know, getting a lot of zone because of Jaden.
Yeah.
I mean, the possibilities, I think, with Debo's skill set are awesome. Puts us kind of in the same category with like the Eagles as far as having a 1 and a 1A wide receiver. I think that's a huge benefit. His leadership, just like with Terry and Ertz and Bobby, that can help Jaden. And as far as everybody who's saying, you know, we paid $17 million for a guy who is a shell of himself, I'm going to use a Debo line from Friday and say, what money?
I like it. I like it a lot, Rusty. I mean, a very small part of this, thanks for the call, Russ. There's a very small part of this that is we all get to use Debo gifts on Twitter now. I mean, don't let that be lost on things.
But when you look at this, okay, this is where I'm at. 49ers gave him the signing bonus, right?
Yeah.
That's been prorated. He got that already.
He gets another bonus, I believe, in the first week of the league year.
How much is it?
So here's the other thing.
Because normally you get all your money up front on the bonus stuff.
I missed this yesterday. That's a bummer. When are we talking D tackles, Lanville? What time is that?
12:30.
All right, 12:30. I think I'll save that for 12:30. But news out of Dallas kind of sucks. Mm.
They signed that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I missed that yesterday. if you consider this, fifth was the one that they got sent back in the Lattimore deal too. I think Peters is really kind of playing chess here, and it's just a really big opportunity for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, we don't know the exact structure of these contracts. Like, you go to Over the Cap, and you click on these things, and, you know, people believe they understand things. The actual structure of the contract can always be a little bit different. So mm-hmm. I think people have to, like, allow for that. Let's get these phone lines going. Blake is down in Wilmington. Blake, what up, man? You fired up?
Oh, yeah, this is a great trade. I think, when you just look at the pure attitude of the team, you look at what DQ wants to do. I mean, this is exactly the guy you want. Yeah, you talk about Noah Brown being the dog blocker, and he is. But Debo's a dog blocker, and it comes with the talent. Just look at what he was talking about. Bobby Wagner came up out of nowhere. This is the type of players that DQ wants. And then on top of that, we already know what he's going to do on the field. He's going to help Jaden. He's going to help Terry. But I just think from the standpoint of the toughness aspect, it's exactly what this offense needed. And this is magic in a pan, JP. You know that.
I'm excited. I love it.
I'm fired up. And we'll see how we go with the offseason. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate the call. B, I read this. This is from SpotTrack. So there's Over the Cap and then there's SpotTrack. Those are like the two best, probably biggest salary cap websites with mm-hmm. information. They do a hell of a job of acquiring information, but like all I'm saying is not all the times are these dudes looking at the actual contract. But I checked in with people in Ashburn. I don't think there's a contract conversation to come, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I would not be shocked at all if this gets into October and Debo's killing it and they try to figure something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there's a conversion to some guarantees or something. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
assuming there is no renegotiation, which I've been told is unlikely, Debo's coming here, 1 year, $17.5 million contract, including a $15 million option bonus that's due on March 21st. Against the cap, though, he carries like a $5, $6 million cap hit.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what happens next year, could there be dead money on the back end of this deal? Yes, it gets incredibly complicated. And Adam Peters told you they manage it from a cash standpoint anyway. Mm-hmm. So they're probably viewing him as like a $15 million player.
Yeah.
And if the production matches last year, that would probably be a little overpay. But what if the production matches 2 years ago and it's a massive underpay?
Yeah, if you look at the salary of receivers now, hey. So, hey, listen, man.
That's why you roll the dice, dude.
Yeah, it's a great chance. So,
The updated, if you look at the updated over the cap numbers, again, not completely correct, but pretty damn close. With Debo on the books, they've got Debo on the books for that 17 and a half figure. They still have roughly $65 million in cap space.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not something that prevents you from doing anything else.
It's still, you can get out there and work.
Chris is in Edgewater. Chris, what do you think of the Debo trade?
I think it's fantastic, my man. I think it's fantastic. We got ourselves a hell of a ball player coming to this team, and he's got a heck of a work ethic, and that's what Dan Quinn's all about. And it's going to rub off on them young receivers we have. It's going to be a fantastic addition to this football team. Give me a running back to go along with that. Forget about it. They're going to be unstoppable.
All right, brother.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate you, bud. Folks are fired up, man. I'm curious if anybody's not. Let's go to Big E, Kansas City. What up, Big E?
What up, though? How y'all doing?
Good, buddy. Good, how are you?
Hey, man. I think a lot of people got this thing wrong. To me, I love this trade. Simply fact that I know what Washington's identity is, and that's to be physical. You can't be physical without a physical wide receiver. Plus, he needs to be brought in as a piece, not the man, because we know Terry McLaurin is our main. So once that's understood, Washington should have a good year with him.
Yeah, but I think every player has to believe that they're the guy. You know what I mean? And I think we understand who the guy is, but I don't want a player that don't think he's the guy.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying, if they actually, which I think they will, let Debo know this is your role, do it well, because this is why we want you here. Once that's understood, I mean, I think Washington's prime to make that next leap. And we also need to add juice with the running back, too. Whether it probably be the draft. Like I allude to this, man. We need running back with vision, not just power and a system. We need a back that can get us tough yardage, if you know what I mean, instead of just running into the piles.
Thanks for the call, Big E. I think it's important to point out that his name was spelled Big Space E, not Biggie.
Yeah.
I wanted you to know that. let me check in. Jeffrey answering? I want Jeff's take. I'll check in with White Brian real quick. White Brian, over the weekend, it became very clear that, unfortunately for you, the Giants were used to get Matt Stafford the money he wanted to stay in L.A. now they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. So good luck with all that, White Brian. And meanwhile, your division opponent, the Washington Commanders, traded for a former All-Pro receiver. How you doing, White Brian?
I am completely focused on Auburn basketball.
that's a
good way to go.
Good sidestep there.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Auburn looks good as hell, by the way. We got to do a little college hoops later. We got to talk about this Nat stuff, but at least until 11 with Gary Clark coming on, we're taking your calls. Nobody go anywhere on the phone lines. If you're on hold, Disco, Joe, and Riley, I see you guys. Just stay where you are. We're coming to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.